Listen to a radio discussion about spending habits.
Lena Mayer, our economics editor, is here today to tell us about how people are spending their money at the moment. So, Lena, are we all generally still spending the same as we did, say, 5 years ago?
Well, we are not really spending our money any differently, but things are more expensive right now. So we need to spend more, and we are saving less.
And why has this happened?
Well, everyday essentials cost more, and this is what we usually spend our money on.
What kind of things? Like transport or housing costs?
No, more basic things like the cost of a loaf of bread. Maybe a 3-cent rise seems small, but it all adds up.
So if small things are more expensive, how can we save?
People are still spending money on luxuries, and I think there are some really great savings to be made in that area.
Okay. Can you give us some examples?
Let's look at eating out. It's so popular, and people tend to do this at least twice a month. But there are some ways to do this more cheaply. We know that people use meal vouchers, but you can only use these in some restaurants.
That's true.
My advice is, if you can go out to eat during the day, you'll get cheaper food. There are some fantastic lunch deals. Dinner is always much more expensive. The cost of takeaways is also very high for what you get, so try and cut back on them, too.
I agree. A pizza in my local takeaway is over $20.
And let's remember that the ingredients probably cost about $3.
Are there any other ways we can save?
There are. Think about technology. Almost everyone has a smartphone and a tablet. Maybe even more than one. And every year, many people buy the latest model. This costs us a lot of money. Of course, the latest technology is great, but do we need a new tablet or phone every year?
But if we all want the newest models, what can you do?
My advice is shop clever. Look at smartphones. If you search on websites, you can find better deals on the same kind of product without the brand name. So, your new phone might not say Samsung or Apple, but if it does the same thing for $200 less, you're winning.
Some great advice there, Lena. Some of our listeners have sent us a few questions about saving. Here's one from Travis. He wants to know the best way to save on spending money when you're abroad.
Well, firstly, do not use your bank cards to take money out of an ATM. If you do this, you're sure to have a lot of extra bank charges. What I recommend is taking a prepaid travel card. You can buy these online. If you put money on it, it will change it into the currency you're going to use. The rates aren't often as good as exchanging the currency in cash, but they are much safer.
That's a good idea.
You could also exchange currency before you leave and take it in cash. But obviously, if you lose your cash or it's stolen, you're in trouble. Consider keeping some in the hotel room safe. Also, don't exchange your money at the airport, as the exchange rates are terrible. It's much better to be organized and buy currency online if you decide to take cash with you.